This weekend, the Buffalo Philharmonic will be saluting what would have marked the 200th birthday of opera composer Richard Wagner.
It turns out one of the great pieces, the greatest pieces in the history of music, and that's not an overstatement at all, is his opera titled Tristan and Isolde. The reason it's so important is because Wagner broke all kinds of harmonic borders and barriers when scoring that piece. It was autobiographical, a testimony to the love he shared with a very special lady at the time. That's a great story. I have it all written up in the program notes, and you could read it online as well.
50 years ago, Yadzinski first started as a young musician with the BPO after attending the Eastman School of Music. He played both the clarinet and saxophone.
I was shocked that they would let me on stage with these wonderful musicians, and so I played for exactly 30 years, and then, you know, things changed, and so I switched to the program annotator and historian for the orchestra.
Yadzinski and a small group of other retired BPO members formed their volunteer archival project back in 2001. As Yadzinski began digging through orchestra material, he discovered the very first BPO program. It was from November of 1935.
In 1935, the very first program was the Egmont Overture, a violin concerto by, I believe, was on the program. And it ended with a very lightweight piece by Glier called the Russian Sailor's Dance. It was a lot of fun.
Yadzinski also uncovered pre-BPO information that provided a history of classical music performances right here in Buffalo.
And so this weekend's concert features the three movements from the opera, the famous Vorspiel, or the prelude to Tristan, followed by, it's a very severe-sounding title, the in English, the Love Death, Liebestod, at the end, and then a middle movement which is rarely heard, the prelude to the third act. One of the details, though, I pointed out in the program notes was that the first time this music to Tristan was performed in Buffalo, we had quite a famous maestro bring it here. It turned out to be Gustav Mahler, who played it here in Buffalo, and this was news to almost everybody in Buffalo, including me. I was in the orchestra 30 years. I never heard anybody mentioned that Mahler had been in Buffalo, and nor did any of my colleagues even recognize that they had ever heard the fact. And when I said, you know what I found? I happened to be at the library at Eastman and thumbing through a book at random, you know, just scanning quickly, page, whoop, stop, go back, turn back. Did I see the word Buffalo? And there it was. And Mahler took the New York Philharmonic on a tour, and we were one of four or five cities at the time. Mahler was deathly ill at the time. He knew it as well. And in fact, he died less than 6 months later when he returned to Vienna. But on that program, Mahler, they performed Bach, Beethoven, and Wagner. He finished with Tristan and Isolde. And I really, knowing Wagner and how sincere he was about carrying the word of great music to the world, and that's, again, not an overstatement. He was very serious about that. Even though he was ill, he felt that he could help transfuse the American public with this great, giving as many people as possible a chance to hear this great music, because no one was playing it. Of course, we didn't have many orchestras in the country at all, maybe just four or five.
And what year was that?
December 7th, 1910. He played Tristan and Isolde for the very first time. And Mahler conducted the New York Philharmonic at a concert hall that was known at the time as Convention Hall, which later was renamed the Elmwood Music Hall down on Elmwood at Virginia, not far from where our Kleinhans is today. And then, of course, the place was a multi-purpose convention hall. They even had boxing matches in there, if you can believe that, title fights. But that's where the concert was held, and I was fortunate in the last few months to find the original program. I found a source for it.
It must be such a pure treasure for you when you find something like that as an archiver.
Well, yes. Now, you mentioned the word discovery before. That was a discovery. It surely was.
You've been listening to Edward Yadzinski, BPO historian and archiver. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.